This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Two bills proposed by lawmakers will seek stronger oversight of Colorado funeral homes by increasing regulations and requiring a license. The proposal follows a string of arrests over the mishandling of remains and fraud. Republican State Representative Matt Soper of Mesa and Delta County says licensing is a must.
With these two bills, I want to fundamentally achieve never hearing of another Apollo. Never another return to nature, never another Sunset Mesa again. We're the only state that doesn't require licensing of funeral directors, morticians, or crematorium operators. And our goal this session is to end that.
A proposed constitutional amendment would allow judges to hold first-degree murder suspects without bond. Colorado's Constitution says only people arrested for capital crimes can be held without bail. And when the state did away with the death penalty a few years ago, that stopped applying to murder charges. State lawmakers want to ask voters to revise the law to allow judges to refuse bail in these cases if the evidence is strong enough. El Paso County officials are touting improved roads and more resources for veterans as part of their 2024 State of the Region address. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
El Paso County Commission Chairwoman Cammie Bremer says 160 miles of roads in the area were improved last year. More than $40 million was added to the roads budget in recent years. The county also added 180 affordable housing units to the region, with another 162 on the way. A new trail section for the visually impaired was also opened last year at the Bear Creek Nature Center, with audio devices that guide the impaired through a series of interpretive signs without the need for assistance. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 60s, then something cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.